can't remember the last time I pleased you. Baby, can you remember me making you feel good? I watched these guys climb a mountain. Then where does God?
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 390. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things off this week with a track from The Obsessives. That song is called Surfer Rosa. It's on the band's self-titled album, which comes out March 17th on Lamo Records. A band out of Washington, D.C. that I know very little about, but I'm very happy to have found that record. And that song there, definitely in runnings for Song of the Year already. Just an excellent, excellent song there. Let's see, I am in the airport in Buenos Aires, about to fly to Santiago, but I figure I better get this podcast out before you forget all about me. Mostly I've got music for you, though, so let's jump into that. This is the New Trocaderos with the song You Broke My Heart.
Bye. can a heavy load.
Bobby Fuller died for your sins.
And a cop shoots a kid on a hot summer morn.
Bobby Fuller died for your sins.
I could be anywhere when I hear that sound. Take me back, pretty baby.
Just a solid set of rock and roll there. Starting things off with New Trocaderos with the song You Broke My Heart. That is the lead-off track on a three-song EP called New Trox, which came out February 14th. Band released that themselves on Bandcamp. You can pick that up there, I think, for $3. Tracks from their last album that were held over for an EP release, and we're finally getting that, and it is very, very solid. That track there with Kurt Baker doing lead vocals there, most power pop thing on the album, and you know me, I'm a sucker for power pop. After that, we heard from Tom Baker and the Snakes with the song Doll Eyes. That is from Lookout Tower, which doesn't come out until March 31st, but Rumbar Records got that to me early, and I'm happy to share it with you. That band based out of Boston, Mass, and definitely all things rock and roll. And then into that set off there with Chuck Prophet with the track Bobby Fuller Died for Your Sins. That is the title track from the album. It just came out February 10th on Yep Rock Records, and that is a very solid album. Chuck Prophet, of course, from Green on Red, one of my very favorite bands of all time, and so happy to see him still making music that is just honest and straight up front. So that's really good stuff there. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I play it on the podcast, and that's it. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's go into some more music here. This is the band Salty from Kansas City. The song is Do the Choice. We'll be right back. And a trio of songs there from the DIY set, ending things off with the Whooper Ups. That is the song Karaoke, and it's on the Sensible Daydreams single, released on Everything Sucks on February 10th. That band, a super group of sorts, containing members of Wolf Girl and, Spook School, and who knows, probably other people who are also super as well. Before that, we did hear from Wolf Girl. That is the B-side of the new single, Get You. The single is Moody. That'll be out on Oddbox Records April 21st. Yes, all the way on April, but they're looking for some pre-sales, and I think that's why bands share tracks with me early. Go out to the websites, give them some money, help them press these records so they have something to take on tour and can afford to keep going. And then we started things off there with Salty from Kansas City. That is Do the Choice. That is on the album Preservation Blues, which they put out themselves on February 8th. That band is a noisy, drunken mess when I see them live, but that song there, just tight and edgy and wonderful. I didn't expect such good things from that band, but I really like that song, and there's a few other ones there that have that same sort of post-punk, edgy energy to them that I just can't get enough of. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let me wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 390. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. I don't have internet access here, so I can't really tell you what's on the concert calendar, what's new on the website. I can tell you that not much is new on the website. Not seen a lot of shows, though I did disappear to a Buenos Aires ska show last night. I had to leave after three bands because, you know, it was 2:30 a.m. and, well, I don't stay up in Buenos Aires times here. Really, seriously, a bar where the show starts after 11:30, the bar is only open from 11 to 7 a.m. What's that all about? Anyway, so not a whole lot new on the website, not a whole lot new on the concert calendar. I've been traveling, so let's just play one more track and we'll wrap things up here today. And the last song will be from Julian Cope. It is from the new Drunken Songs, I guess, album. It's like six songs, but the last song is 18 minutes, so maybe that makes up, who knows, maybe it's an EP. Anyway, the song I'm going to play is called Drink Me Under the Table. That is from Drunken Songs, out on Head Heritage February 3rd. It is a delightful record that kind of recalls a lot of the Teardrop Explodes sort of melodicism that has been missing from Julian for a while. Still excellent sense of humor and references to getting drunk and acid, which will not surprise fans of Julian Cope. So let's wrap things up here. Julian Cope, Drink Me Under the Table. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Send me home.